Welcome to Reflecting God. One of the problems with making a list of the desires of the sinful nature is the temptation to use that list as a checklist of what not to do. The delusion is to think that if I am not doing something that is on the list, then I'm okay. Perhaps that is why the Spirit led Paul to add to his list in Galatians 5:13-26 and the like. The desires of the sinful nature include these things and things like these. This is the assumption we must keep an eye on. The assumption if we are not engaged in these specific acts of the flesh, then we must be sowing to the Spirit. That assumption is akin to trying to get your own way all the time. Such belief is sapping the vitality out of our churches. It is leading our children to see that we talk a good game, but when it comes to personal priorities, we have much to be desired. If your life exhibits such self-centered behavior, don't be surprised if your inheritance leaves much to be desired. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.